Ho, ho, ho! It's holiday time, which means it's time for inappropriate jokes! So if you're in the New York City area, come check out our Hack City Comedy Show, happening December 16th, 7:30 p.m. at Union Hall in Brooklyn! Tickets available in the episode description or by visiting AsianNotAsianPod.com. See you hoes there! That's what it is, and that's the podcast.
That's the podcast. This is the last episode. Sorry. Welcome back to the Asian Not Asian podcast. How are ya? This is just the two of us today. It's gonna be chill.
We're back not in the studio. We're just, this is like the cozy
I know,
room.
We're back on the couch, but as you can see, I have more money now because it's a much better couch than where we used to.
Is this a different couch?
No, this is the couch I had at the other apartment, but not the first when we used to record at like my original Crown Heights apartment. First started, yes. That was an IKEA couch.
I have to say I knew you were gonna make it because you have the confidence to buy a sectional in New York City. That is ballsy.
It is.
Ballsy.
I didn't buy this though. This is all Maria. Like I.
That's why. Okay, yeah. Maria is the ballsy one. Yeah,
she's the ballsy one.
You ain't shit. Yeah. Shout out to Maria. Yeah.
we're together in person today. I'm back in New York, we hope that this podcast finds you, you know, face down, ass up, as they say. Yep.
If you're listening to us on social media, if you're checking us out on YouTube, hit subscribe, hit like, leave a comment. You guys have been doing this. Leave a comment. Tell us where
you have been.
You have been leaving comments, but I want to hear. I know a lot more people watch this. Leave a comment. Tell us where you're listening from, where you're watching from, because we'd love to know. Because we want to know where we can do a little tour, if we can do a tour together.
This is what's so cool about YouTube. I know we don't get money on YouTube views, but it's cool because people will do discussions on YouTube, and I realize that's a thing that you can't really do on other apps.
Yeah, that's true.
But please remember, we only get paid when you listen to us on your phones. So
speaking of which, if you're listening to us on the podcast app, hit give us 5 stars, mm-hmm. leave a review, mm-hmm. give us all that good stuff. And then also, if you're on Spotify, hit subscribe so you can follow along with the podcast.
And remember, we're doing this campaign from now to 1,000 reviews. The funniest review, the best, not the funniest, the best review, Mike will get that tattooed on his thigh. Okay, so
got a lot of thigh.
Think about that.
Got a lot of
get
thigh.
Creative. Before we start the show, we always give a shout out to our newest Patreon subscribers. What is Patreon? It is the best way to support this podcast. We're a completely independent operation. We're not with a network. We pay for everything ourselves. So if you like what you've been hearing, if you want to support this podcast, help us get bigger guests and make this a more seamless operation, please go to patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod.
Nice.
And give us your money. And in return, you get like bonus episodes, and we do like Zoom hangouts. And our most popular reward is that you get a shout out on this podcast, and we guess your ethnicity based on your last name. So here we go, the 4 newest people for this week. Robert Cenon.
C-E-N-O-N. I'm gonna say Filipino.
You think so?
I'm getting a Filipino vibe. Like Cenon,
this is like Roman-ish.
Maybe.
Roman's not even a country anymore. Rome.
Yeah. I'm getting Philistines.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. You're right. Filipino. Maybe Italian. Yeah, somewhere maybe. There.
Yep.
You're okay. You're Filipino. Next, we have Jane Liu.
L-I-U. L-I-U.
Sister of Simalu.
Simalu.
I think it's pronounced Liu. Liu. That's how they said it on SNL. Not really sure.
I'm gonna say, you know, Chinese.
Jane is a Chinese ass name.
A Chinese
people
name.
Think Jane is like a white girl name. It's not. Jane is a Chinese American girl's name.
That is. Actually, that's very true.
We get to own that.
Yeah, Jane Austen, which is actually Chinese. Chinese.
Next we have, okay, this is your friend.
This is my friend.
Say her name. I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Orapim Tuliathan.
Okay.
This is, I was telling Fumi offline. Mm-hmm. This is like one of my best friends.
Wow.
And I know what she is. What I mean, with a name like that.
This is Thai.
This person's Thai.
Thai people have the cutest first names. I had So I had a friend in college. We worked at a restaurant together. Her name was Korapin.
That's
such
cute.
A cute name. This reminded me of Korapin.
These Thai names should honestly be like what Pokemon names are. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't give me a Squirtle. Give me an Orapim, dude.
Orapim.
I choose you, Orapim. You know what I'm saying? And like little squirrel pops out.
Yeah,
this is like one of my like best friends.
Damn.
And you know, it's awesome. Thank you so much. And thanks for listening.
Let's make this friendship awkward by finding out exactly how much you donated. She did the yearly thing. She gave us $10 a month for a whole year.
This is great.
She committed to Hoyer, so we got over $100 from her. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And last but not least, also, so she's Thai, by the way.
Thai.
And last but not least, we have Minga Tran.
Minga. So Tran, Vietnamese. Minga.
M-I-N-G-A.
Throwing me for a loop there.
Minga. I'm gonna cheat. I'm just gonna Google Mingas.
No, don't cheat.
I won't cheat.
Minga.
Is that even an Asian name?
That's just throwing me for a loop. Minga.
It sounds like reminds me of Tenga, which is the company that makes the Japanese version of a fleshlight.
Well,
they were actually the first to do it. Anyway, so
I wanted to say, yeah, I mean, because this is like almost like manga,
but it's an I.
This could be.
I think it's maybe it's like Min slash Ga.
That's what I was thinking.
Min could be like Chinese or Korean.
Min, it could be that.
Like Min, I know like a couple Min Tays or Min Hos, you know.
Yeah,
but I don't know what Min Ga.
The Ga is throwing me off. That's throwing me off. Okay, wow. I think you may have stumped us.
Fuck. Well, we have to guess.
Okay, you're right.
Well, clearly she's like half Vietnamese.
Okay, I'm gonna say half Vietnamese, half fleshlight.
Huh? Half Japanese fleshlight.
Half Japanese fleshlight. Nailed it as usual.
Wow. Well, if you want to get in this game, please go to patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod. And hey, we'll try to guess your ethnicity based on your last name. Mike.
Yeah.
What kind of Asian were you this week?
Yo. Oh, man. This is an interesting one. Yeah. I was a super.
Oh, no.
Super mad.
I'm seeing this now.
Super mad bro Asian. So
you've been getting mad a lot recently.
This is this weird thing, and I'm going to talk about jujitsu. Okay, I don't care.
All right, I'm going to edit this out. Don't worry, guys. Don't you worry. None of this is making it in
the
show.
You know, so many people. I think I don't know if I told you, but a second person has now come up to me in my jujitsu school and asked me, "Oh, are you a comedian?" I'm like, "Yes."
Yeah.
Both times that a person who has recognized me, I didn't have pants on. Just out with my balls out, and people going, "Hey man, I recognize those balls."
Look at your dick and be like, "Oh, is that a joke?
Hey, what's that? Hey,
you call that a penis?
Hey, fucking WGA bullshit." I wasn't mad at the fan. The fans are great.
Okay.
The fans are great.
Okay.
But there's this dude at my school, and he's like this young cat.
Okay.
And he's Asian, but that is kind of immaterial.
Okay.
But he's this young dude.
Okay.
And this thing will happen with jiu-jitsu where like young dudes who used to wrestle will come into the school.
Okay.
And because wrestling is like related to jiu-jitsu, so like they'll usually be pretty good, and because they're young, they're like have like infinite gas tanks.
Yeah.
And they're just like super tough. And there's this one kid who he comes in, and I'm gonna say it, my jiu-jitsu is better than his jiu-jitsu.
Okay. Okay.
But he's a good wrestler, and he is young, so he can like go like super hard.
His energy is insane. Yeah.
But he does this thing when we roll together.
What does that mean?
When we spar, okay. Right? When we spar together, yeah. He'll do this thing where he like kind of like, I think he's trying to amp me up, but he's like, he'll like say stuff to me during the sparring
session. Oh, shit. Like shit talking. Light shit talking.
Kinda. He's not shit talking. That would like really be like over the line for me.
What does he say?
But he'll say stuff. Okay, you got like a minute left. What are you going to do? Something like that. Or like, I'll try a submission and go, "Nice try, man." And I'm like,
"Oh, I hate that."
And I'm just like, "What the fuck?" And
I hate that.
I'm getting super upset. And like every time I see him in class now, I'm like so mad about it. And I have to like talk to my instructor.
You mean text?
Yeah.
Because your therapist is online.
I had to talk to my tech. I had to text my bot, and I was like, "Hello there." No, I had to talk to my coach, and I was like, "Man, you know what? I just got to chill. And again, he's not doing anything really wrong. I bet you he's like, he doesn't even think about it. But like, it just like puts me in a bad mood. And it's one of those things where I haven't felt like this in a long time. The last time I felt like this was like in high school.
Yeah.
When somebody's like bullying you.
Yeah.
When they're just like giving you little remarks, and you're sort of like, you're getting, I'm more upset that I'm like off balance from it than anything
that
else.
That it's affecting you?
You know what I'm saying?
We should break down, okay, what about it is making you mad? Because from what I hear, like, that would also make me mad. Because I would just find that annoying, but also because I don't talk like that. I don't do that to other people. But I think what I'm hearing is, I think this kid wrestled in high school or something, and this might be just how people in that community talk to each other during practice.
I could see
this
that.
Is a learned behavior, right? His coach probably did this to him.
Good point.
Right? I don't think it's personal. Mm. And, you know, because he's not being like, what are you going to do, you pussy, right? He's saying like, you got 1 minute left, what are you going to do?
That's
a very like coach thing to say.
Yeah.
And so I think he's bringing that experience onto the mat. But I'm wondering like, what about his comments make you mad? Is it just like, don't tell me what to do? Is it more like, you're younger than me, like, you know, you don't know more than me, like, what is it? Which part of the ego is it hurting?
That's such
you?
A good point. Oh yeah. Man, you know, I mean, I do think it is, to your point, something where it's like, you know, I'm just not like my style of doing stuff is not like aggro alpha male guy
ever. Even if it is Brazilian jiu-jitsu,
even in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, I'm like, I'm gonna win because I'm like really technical and I got you with like this real technical thing, or the fuck it is, you know. And it's why
your comedy is kind of like that too.
Yeah.
You don't yell. You don't hump
the
stool.
I'm not a yeller, but I'm gonna get you with this thing that you didn't see was there.
And shit, you know?
Yeah, that's like my whole approach. And I think that was really what was bugging me, you know, and like, you know, just kind of like somebody, you know, that like kind of I've been seeing this thing on Twitter, you know, it's like the masculine urge to something.
Yeah!
And that was it was like the masculine urge to like shit talk someone in
jiu-jitsu
sports
class.
That's why I don't think, I think if I like ever did, had ever done like a team sport, you know, in team sports they were like always shit talking, you know, like back, you know, Michael Jordan used to do that. My god, that would be like, oh, fuck up my brain, you know. I just like, let's shut the fuck up and just do the thing.
It's that's so
and
funny.
I'm so like not
that's so funny that you're like, you just want to do the homework, you know,
just let me do the homework, bro.
I feel you, man. But so, like, have you said anything to him?
I didn't say anything to him. My whole thing is like to disappear. I'm just like going to avoid you. I'm
I know,
like,
but if it's like, is it maybe because you just, because first of all, you're not like professionals and this is just a class. Yeah. I don't think it would be that big of a deal to be like, hey man, could you just not do that? It kind of gets in my head and you know.
I wonder if you'd be allowed to say that.
You know?
You know, I actually think, you know what's crazy is that I was trying to think like, you know, the last time I did feel like I got bullied in high school, it made me think about how do you really like confront someone who's like this? Because in high school, you can't. You can't like, hey, buddy, can you stop doing that?
Because
that bully will just like,
exactly.
he'll dunk your head in the toilet or whatever.
Yeah, and he'll fuck your girlfriend. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. So I guess now it's like, now we're adults and I could just like tell him, you know? And I think maybe if like, it continues, I would just tell him.
Yeah.
But I think that's why I had like a talk with my coach about it. I was like, you know, like,
this is kind of weird. That's so funny. You had a talk with your coach. How old is your coach? Probably younger than you.
Oh, yeah, much younger than me. Much younger than me. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an adult.
So what did he say?
He's like, okay, you know, no problem. Like, his job is to kind of like watch and see, like, see what's going on.
Yeah,
I feel like I can't be the first person this has happened to with this person. Well,
okay,
so
okay.
You know,
he's knowing other people, maybe.
I think so. So I'm just like, I'm gonna put it out there. You know what? I pay money for this. This is like my, this is supposed to be my chill space.
I don't want any of that. Safe space.
You know, but at the same time, I'm also kind of like, I think it may be good for me. I sometimes think of things that which make me super mad is interesting. Like, I think it's important for me to be like, if this was really bothering me, like to an extent where, you know, I was like losing sleep over it, what is it that's really bothering me so that I can absorb that into my turtle jiu-jitsu style and just like come up with something else, you know? Because I think I am going to encounter that.
Yes.
Either in real life or in jiu-jitsu, and I'm going to have to like figure that out.
Sometimes when you get super mad, it's more of like a reflection on you, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like super. I mean, I'm not saying it's your fault.
No.
Like, people shouldn't be pushing your buttons, but like, it is interesting to know like, why do I have this button? And like, what is it?
Why do I have this button? Exactly.
That's super interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was just, I didn't know that I could still be like wound up like that, you know? I'm like old as fuck.
Yeah.
So it's funny that that happened. But yeah, I mean, I'll keep you all posted. See? You know what I'm saying?
Well, at least like, I don't know if you have a competition, if you go, I think the only way to really get back at him is to beat him. Right?
I mean, I've tapped him before, but he's tapped me before too. And I mean, again, it's just like, if we were in a competition, he would like, he could kick my ass. Cause like, he would take me down like a million times. I don't know if he would submit me, but he would just like kick me. Ugh. It's this whole thing, buddy.
Oh my
gosh. It's this whole thing.
Damn, dude. These young kids getting on under your skin.
These young kids. I gotta just like, you know, come on, man. You know what? What am I called? I'm the hard nut. Okay. I gotta be the
tough nut to crack.
I'm a tough nut to crack.
Tough nut to
crack. Okay. WWE style wrestler. Worst wrestler there is. All right. How about you for me? What kind of Asian were you this week?
This week I was a New York Asian. Okay.
Yes.
I've been back. I'm back for Thanksgiving.
Welcome back.
I think, you know, if you're a fan of the pod, you know that, you know, LA has been kind of difficult for me. So I try to come back as often as I can. to do comedy, also just to be with my friends and just to be engulfed in whatever energy New York has to offer. But I was watching something recently. I think it was like an interview with Jerry Seinfeld or something, because I'm trying to get better at white guy comedy for my job. And he was talking about like the magic of New York for comedy. And it's just like everybody's always uncomfortable and it's really good for comedy. And I think I'm definitely feeling that, because like the second I got here, I like caught up with a friend. And New York is just so chaotic. Everywhere you look.
It really is.
And I'm not saying like everybody's having a sex party. That's not the kind of chaos I'm talking about. It's just like everybody's life is like falling apart at any moment. Your life is falling apart because of this 21-year-old kid.
Fucking 21-year-old.
And it's just not like that in LA. And I missed it. You know, in LA, you ask somebody, it's just so funny. Like at work, where it's like, oh, it's all comedy writers. We should be all living crazy lives.
Yeah.
And I asked what people do over the weekend. They're like, oh, we bought a dog. And I went to the dog. And it's like so nice. It was really, you know, somebody, she's like, oh, you know, I made lasagna and brought it to my friend who's in the hospital. Like nice, nice people shit. I get to New York, I catch up with a friend, grab a coffee with an old friend. And he's like, yep, I found out this girl I'm in love with is an undercover cop. And she's been spying on me. And I'm like, what? Like this is just nothing like this would ever happen in LA. You know, it was like so but I loved it. I was like, this is why people become funny.
That's
because
crazy.
You're just surrounded by these ridiculous
things. There's just
so
much stuff going on.
So much stuff going on, and you have to like be prepared at all times. So
You know, I feel too that the average New York person is like automatically tenfold funnier than your average LA. Like, cause like I went and got my booster shot. And the guy who gave me my booster, so like I did it in one of those, the city sets up all these like free clinic buses everywhere. So you go inside this bus, it sounds weird, but like it's you know, you go in there and there's all these like volunteer medical people. The guy who gave me my shot was like this Jewish dude.
Yeah.
Big old like Jewish dude, jolly guy.
Yeah.
Funniest guy. He was like one of those guys where it's like everything is like a
ba-dum-tsh,
you
know?
You know what I'm saying? He's like,
he's fast as hell.
His injection was way tighter than my 5 minutes. His injection speech, he did everything was like, all right, you know, so you ready? You know, like take a breath, close your eyes. I'm going to close mine too. Ha ha. You know, like, hey, don't bleed. I faint at the sight of blood, you know? Like everything was like a one, and at the end he's like, oh, I hope you enjoyed my jokes, ha. You know, I'm like,
yes,
this is the best
I
set.
Love this.
You need to open for me.
His name's AB.
Shouts to AB. He was so funny.
Yes,
the person who I took the Hampton Jitney back. I didn't go to the Hampton, so fuck off. I went to Long Island and I took it back, and the Jitney, it's just a bus, but it's like a bus, you know. And the bus operator, the person who takes your ticket, not the driver, she was the sassiest fucking, like, she was so fast on her feet. People would talk to her and like kind of give her, so like, you know, there's this lady who had like two seats, and the ticket person, this fast talking lady, was like, you need to, you know, move your shit. Right. And so this lady was like, why do I have to move? There's all these seats that you could, you know, have them sit everywhere else, you know. And this ticket lady was so fast. She was like, I got seats everywhere. Yeah, I got seats in the back. We got a driver's seat. You want to drive? And she shut that passenger up right away. But without like you know, starting a big fight. She just kind of was like, you're being ridiculous. And it was just like, boom, boom, boom. And I was like,
I got seats everywhere. Fucking drive.
And then she called up to the driver. She was like, hey, Charlie, this lady wants to drive. And she just like roasted this passenger in front of everyone. And I was dying. But that's the level. This is the Hampton Jitney.
Yeah.
The chaotic energy of the Hampton Jitney.
It's everything is chaos, you know? And I think like, I saw a tweet the other day. I think it was like by Dan Perlman or something. He said like, you know, it was, I don't remember the exact joke, but the point was like, New York makes you so unhappy, you might as well just make money off of it, you know? Because he made a TV show about living in New York and how uncomfortable it is and dating and that stuff, you know? Like, so even today, like, Marie and I have fought about, like, so we have this table here, and, like, I put my bag here. I like to keep my stuff here because, you know, this is a New York apartment. It's very small.
Yep.
I don't have a room.
Right.
My clothes are right there.
Yeah, there's your clothes.
And we had a whole argument about, like, she doesn't want my shit here. And I'm like, where am I supposed to fucking put it? It's New York. But, like, we wouldn't have this argument in LA because my apartment in LA is fucking huge. We wouldn't have this argument,
no.
You know? But it's like these, it just, you're just always so uncomfortable. And I missed it, man. I see, it's good for comedy. I see why it makes people funny. And it's just nice to like have these authentic chaotic, funny moments.
You know? You
outside
have so many of those.
Being funny professionally, just like life is funny in New York because you just go out there and not even a homeless guy shitting. That's like the least funniest thing, you know?
No, that's like just like a regular thing, you know?
Yeah, what I'm saying? Like, I mean, the funny is, you know, like I think I said this on the podcast once, like one time, like my friend Gianmarco Sorsi, he's a comedian, and he was doing laundry in New York City. A lot of people don't have laundry machines. I do, but a lot of people don't. And he was doing laundry, and there was a Haitian mom kind of like berating her child and like hitting her child. And she was hitting the child so long that it made Gianmarco was white, obviously, and it made him so uncomfortable. So he just went up to him and was like, "Stop hitting him!" And then the laundromat owner comes out, also like like an immigrant black guy, maybe Haitian or something, and he says to the lady, he's like, "Listen, these white people, they'll call cops and so your kids, so you gotta stop.
You gotta chill."
Like, it wasn't, he didn't tell the mom to stop hitting him.
He just translated.
He said, "Dude, he's gonna call the cops, so you better fucking stop, like, for your own good. Like, I understand why you're hitting your kid, but this white, listen. But that's like such a New York flip logic thing, you know?
But just like the setup of all that, you know what I'm saying? Laundromat.
Yeah.
Haitian, you know, immigrants.
Yeah. Yeah.
The child abuse. Yeah. The fucking, everything about it is just so,
it's funny. Child abuse is funny.
It's just like, you set all that up where it's like all there.
Yeah.
You couldn't write that.
Yo,
you know,
no,
you can't write stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not when, you know, I mean, come on, you compare that to like, I'm sitting on the 405.
Oh, yeah. You know,
come on, buddy.
Yeah, come on. It's all traffic jokes over there.
It's all traffic jokes.
Anyways, got to be a New York Asian this week. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like leaving your keys in your car while you run into the gas station for a snack. Most of the time, you're probably fine, but what if you come back to see someone driving off with your car? That would totally suck! Did you guys know that every time you connect to an encrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data, like passwords, financial details, and etc. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone, just some cheap hardware is needed. A smart 12-year-old could do it. Why use ExpressVPN? Well, their tunnels are encrypted, which means it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. Hackers can't steal your sensitive data. It's also super secure. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. I love ExpressVPN because, hey, listen, I'm always watching. First of all, it does a lot of things. The secure thing is nice because I don't want people looking at what I'm looking at on my computer and the internet. For their sake, really, it's a lot to handle. But also, you can watch things from other countries using your streaming platform, so you can watch like things that are offered in Netflix Japan or Netflix Korea. I use that to watch anime and all the great stuff that other countries have to offer. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Asian. That's ExpressVPN.com/Asian. And you can get an extra 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/Asian.
I'm glad that you're here. People always say, are we friends? And I have to say, I think we are.
We are friends.
We are.
We're friends.
Because we do. It is nice. It's easy to talk to you.
Yeah.
I think the reason why we don't hang out, and this is key,
yeah,
is because we fucking talk to each other all the time.
All the time.
I literally talk to you way more than, almost more than my wife.
Well, yeah, 100%.
We talk a lot. That's why we don't like hang out outside, because I've already seen
we're already hanging.
I already know you. I already know what he's doing.
Yeah.
So, but you know, you've talked a little bit about some of the stuff you were going through on you know, just in LA and all that stuff, like in the last couple of podcasts. And then you were on Feeling Asian, you know, so shouts to Brian and Young Me, far surpassed us. And
they really have, it's so funny.
there's a funny thing that Young Me was talking about on this episode. So you were on this episode with them, and you know, you guys had a nice long talk. Real quick too, I think it's funny that Young Me also, she just kind of dropped that she is having really important meetings right in the middle of it.
Yeah,
and I was like, damn.
The flex.
You know,
flex.
Even in the mental health breakdown, it's flexing. So, you know, Shouts should probably be on TV soon. We've been sort of talking about you having depression. I don't know if we want to clinically call it that.
Yeah.
But I one thing that's interesting is the, you know, not feeling anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's good things or bad things.
Yeah.
You know?
Can I just say something about this before we dive into it?
Sure.
So, like, when I first had that depression episode with you, yeah. I was like very, very sad.
Yes.
Or like not sad, but like I was very depressed for sure. Physically, I could feel it.
Yep.
Then after, since we had that conversation, I've been trying to be more proactive about like addressing these issues. So like,
okay.
I started like going on walks and like I would try to make plans and yep. like hang out with people. And that has given me so much positivity and joy. And I'm like coming out of it.
Okay.
I was coming out of it. Right.
Yep.
And then like they asked me to do this podcast when I was already out of it. And I was yeah. like, that's fine. But they wanted to talk about the depression, right? So I started talking about it.
Mm.
And then when I talked about it for an extensive period of time, I got really sad and depressed afterwards. And that night I went to a show and I had a panic attack. For
really?
The first time in my life. I've never had a panic attack. Like my heart was palpitating and I had to sit down and I thought I was going to throw up. And just before I was going up and like, I've literally never had that in my life. And it's because after the podcast, I was like, oh, did I like say too much or like, Or like even the fact that I was like just really thinking about it yeah. again, thinking about the past, because they say don't think about the past if you're depressed.
Okay.
Because the past always depresses you.
Yep.
Because you know you start thinking about like that was a bad decision, whatever. So it made me kind of think about like, this is sort of like the greater point I'm trying to make is, I think in like entertainment, TikTok, you see a lot on TikTok, Twitter,
yep,
podcasts, right? We wear our hearts on our sleeve. We get views, we get money, we mm-hmm. get reputation, we mm-hmm. get followers from really opening up about our lives, right?
Yeah.
And I think you just have to be careful for two reasons. Why? Like one, like after that episode, I realized I wasn't ready to open up about that.
Yeah.
I'm happy to open up about like my sex life and stuff because like I just think it's funny and like
it is funny.
I'm very comfortable talking about it. It doesn't make me uncomfortable. But like this depression thing, it's like new to me and I wasn't ready to open up about it.
Yeah.
It's not funny to me, right? So
it's
like, it's, you have to be careful, I think, sometimes. Like you can't just, I think in comedy, it's like when you get sad, when your wife dies, whatever, people go, use that. Well, I don't want to use
it.
I'm not ready
it's
to
not
use
ready.
It.
You're not ready.
You know?
You're not
and
ready.
Like, you really have to be careful. And the other thing I realize is like, sometimes, What is the phrase? Life imitates art. Art imitates life. Either way, right? I said it, and then I became it, even though I wasn't depressed. I played this depressed character. It wasn't a character,
right.
But it was a character a week ago, right? I played it up for the content,
yeah.
And then I became depressed.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I see that on TikTok so many times where people are just like, you know, we talked about how do you go viral. You're loud and you're wrong. Okay.
Yes.
Like, so a lot of people on TikTok are mad. This white guy did this to me.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? He called me Ching Chong.
Yep.
He probably didn't. Okay. But you're this character now and you have to do it.
And you have to do it.
And the more you create it, you become that person and you become really angry. And it seems as though people are really attacking you all the fucking time. And I was just like, whoa, that's not how I want to make it at all.
Yep.
You know, and so I just want to like put that out there because I feel we've never done that. That's not our style
at all. Nope.
It's actually the reason why we haven't made it is because we don't want to. I'm not even joking. Like,
yeah.
That's what you have to do to make it. And I realize it's not worth it for me.
Okay.
I don't care about any of that.
So
I'm having a panic attack and this is not funny to me.
So first of all, definitely don't have to talk about this whole thing.
No, but I can talk about it because I'm not talking about being depressed. I can talk about the experience of doing the pod. Yeah, for sure.
Yes, I mean, you touched on so many things. First of all, I wanted to talk about this with someone. I was trying to bring it up when we had Dana on, and how she has kind of, she was talking about how she's kind of a character, right? And like a lot of the people on social media are characters. And I sometimes wonder if the reason we haven't made it is because, well, you've talked about this before. You say it's hard to do an impression of an Asian American person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And especially kind of like what we would be, like an Asian American bro guy analyst.
Yeah.
Closest I can think of is Andrew Yang. And that's part of the reason why he's successful.
Yeah.
This is part of my thesis.
Yeah.
Is for you to kind of work in the public sphere as a, either in social media or I guess running for president, you have to have kind of a persona that people go, I get it. I don't want to say it's informed by stereotypes, but I wouldn't say it's like straight up a stereotype. You're not going to go out there and like pretend to be like an opium smoking, like.
You love bringing up opium.
I love fucking talking
about
opium, bro.
Opium, bro.
But you know, like the reason why Donald Trump was and is successful is because he plays the part of I'm a successful businessman.
Yes.
He's actually not.
He's not. He's not.
He's not, but he feels like to somebody who doesn't know about business, that's what I think a business
guy is.
That's
how powerful it is. It's like people can look at his taxes and be like, no, he's in the red. And people go, no, he's a...
I'm giving you
the facts.
Yeah.
And they don't believe you. That's how powerful a brand is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because he has like a fucking hotel named after him. Because you think that when you're a rich business tycoon, you're going to be like Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and that's what you think a business guy. The actual richest business person is obviously Elon Musk, and he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
But, you know, like this is like the power of that brand.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes I'm like, to your point, this brand has to like evoke a lot of feelings. It could be anger. A lot of times it's anger or like disgust so sometimes it's just like, you know, you want to feel good. But I was trying to think, Dana Donnelly has a character, right? It's like this kind of...
It's like a Valley Girl.
SoCal Valley Girl, you know, smokes weed and just chill, you know. I follow a bunch of people who... are like sports bros, right? Who are really funny, but it's like the frat bro, right? That really works well on social media. What is like that thing for...
Dude.
You know what I'm saying? Did you see Nigel is going on a fucking world tour?
He's on a world tour.
This is a dude. We had him on the pod.
He's very nice.
He's
super nice.
Nice. He's very fun. He's very smart. But like legit, he's just like a homie of ours.
What is he? He's like the Rolling Stones now. He's like going on a fucking world tour.
I mean,
only Russell Peters can do that. Him and Nigel.
It's nuts. It's nuts that he can do. I mean, his tour is like, you know, like is like as big as Ronnie or bigger than Ronnie's.
Yeah, it's the latching thing is so key, and I think I don't think it means we can't not make it, because that's what writers are. I've noticed that. A lot of people I work with, I'm like, oh, you're not an internet person at all. And you have a dog and you have a family and you barbecue on weekends. And you just like in the corner, you're like in the shadows, you're like doing the comedy thing and you're making it. And like, that's cool. But like, I don't know. It's like, ultimately what it comes down to is I don't think you and I ever feel comfortable saying, I hate this thing.
Right.
Right. I don't know where that comes from. It could be like, I remember growing up, I wasn't allowed to have extreme emotions, you know? I don't honestly think that's a bad thing. My parents kind of just were like that.
Yeah.
My parents never were that hateful or like loved a certain thing. They're just like, you should just accept everything. And I think there are a lot of pros to that. Mm. Like I'm very open. I've always been open-minded when it comes to like sexuality and just other people. You know what I mean? Like I was naturally that way because that was just how I was raised. And I think there's a lot of good things that come from that. But like in social media, like you have to hate on things.
You have to be real loud about it. It's
going right now. It's unfortunately like you have to play the TikTok game, right? It's hard for me to go on social media and be like, white people this, or I hate this.
Right.
And the reason why I wanted to stop myself, because when you put that energy out there, other people absorb it, and then they start hating.
Oh.
And they start thinking like you.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of like, I know that I don't have like a huge following, but like we do have the ability to make people change their way of thinking about certain things.
Yeah.
And I think that's why like our fans are so chill.
We got chill fans.
Of course we have opinions about things. But even when we have hard opinions about things, you don't ever like shit on the other side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't do that.
I think there's only been a few times on here where I said something like, this should happen or this person should, you know, do this. And I always look back and go, maybe they shouldn't have. I don't know. Like I definitely feel like I never want to totally close the door on another side. You know, maybe I mean, I'm not saying there is like no such thing as a right or wrong or good or bad or whatever, but I would say it's more interesting if you keep the door open so that you can kind of like be able to, I don't know, play around back and forth. And
I remember when you did that Orange County episode, even you weren't defending the people you were like shitting on, but you kind of explained why they act the way they are.
I get it.
But that's the problem.
Just shit on them.
But I can't do that. And neither can you, it seems.
And it's hard to do. And you're so right. I don't, you know, going back to even the jujitsu bully that I've experienced, I don't like feeling upset. I don't like being pulled into that world. You know what I'm saying? And I realize that whenever I try to, this is one thing I was sort of proud of myself, okay, is when I was sparring with this person, when I was a little younger, when I first started jujitsu, if I encountered someone like this, I would match their energy. And then I would go really hard. There would be, I would probably say once a month, I would go so hard where basically I was trying to not do jujitsu. I was just trying to hurt the other person. And this happened.
And that's no good.
That's no good because that's how you get hurt. That's how you hurt someone and it doesn't feel good. And so one thing that was nice was like, I remember I was rolling with this dude and I was like, maybe I should just poke him in the eye. I literally thought that. I was like, maybe I should just poke him in the eye. I was like, I was getting so upset. And I was like, no, don't do that. Just chill. And I think it's important to like stay true to who you are, even if it costs you your social cred because nobody likes your TikTok.
Yeah. Let's talk about the gift that keeps on giving. Hello Tushy Bidet. It cleans your butt way better than wiping, cuts your toilet paper use down by 80%, saves trees and all the thousands of gallons of water used to convert them into toilet paper, and it comes with a book full of poop jokes. My butt is in love. Guys, here at Asian Not Asian, we love Tushy. Mike and I both use it, and if you're wondering, guys, why are you guys always in sync? Why are you guys, the banter is amazing. You guys are so freaking funny. What is your secret? Well, it's because we have clean butts. That is our secret. The Hello Tushy Bidet washes your bum with fresh water for a way better clean than toilet paper. Make the restroom your best room with the complete Tushy system, including the Tushy Bidet attachment ottoman. It's got an ottoman, oh my god. Toilet brush and Tushy stand and tissues. Join the millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now who take care of their Yule logs the dignified way. Give the gift of a clean bum to yourself and your loved ones this holiday season and get 10% off plus free shipping right now at hellotushy.com/ANA. That's hellotushy.com/ANA for 10% off and free shipping. Bruh!
Yo!
What
up? What up?
How many subscriptions do you think you have? You pay for right now,
including the ones that including the ones my wife doesn't know about, like 20.
Yes,
easily,
dude. I mean, and how many do you think you're actively using,
dude? Like 3, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. So you're literally wasting like hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month, money that you could be contributing to the Patreon. If I'm being completely honest,
it's true. But you know what it is that a lot of times these subscription services make it like super freaking hard in order to cancel it because it's like buried in some thing, or you got to do some weird thing with like 2 different phones to confirm some ish like that. It's crazy, man. All right,
absolutely. And what we got to do is we got to fight back against scammy subscriptions with Truebill.
Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about.
On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill.
Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap.
And your Truebill concierge, is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to, and maybe other things if you're nice to him or her.
No, it's very fancy. Yeah, man, I use Truebill. I canceled like a whole bunch of stuff. It saves me like $30. It saved me like $30 a month. I'm going to save like over like $300 this year alone, man. It's crazy.
That's amazing. What are you going to do with that money, you think?
I'm probably going to, just buy socks.
Nice. Truebill has over 2 million users and helped save them over $100 million.
Ooh-wee. Okay, don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/Asian. Go right now. Truebill.com/Asian. It can save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/Asian. You know, to kind of bring this all back even to kind of like mental health, like I got into a much better place after I realized what I wanted out of stand-up comedy. We had this whole long conversation, you know, this is maybe like 10 or 15 episodes back, about I came to an epiphany where I was like, it was almost like me and stand-up had a handshake. This is what I want, and stand-up was like, okay, and that's it. And that, you know, and which is just, if I go up enough, I'm not guaranteed to be famous. I'm not guaranteed to even be super funny, but I will get a chance to do more jokes.
Yeah.
And I will get better at it.
Yeah.
That's the thing I want.
Yeah.
And as long as I get that, that's okay. Everything else, I'll get, you know, I think if you get into, you know, into whatever passion you want and you have to come, you come to this realization that actually you have this passion, but you also want all these other things.
Yeah.
Fame, yeah. Money, whatever, whatever. And that's where you get fucked up, because then
yeah.
you're like losing sight of the thing you care about. And then you have to have an honest conversation with yourself about what it is you want. Because mm-hmm. some people, they do stand up and they say they just want to be good at stand up or whatever, but actually they want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
okay. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. you got to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
I want to
yeah.
be famous.
Yeah.
That's okay. Just say it.
Yeah.
And then you should work on that. That, like, you know, I think once you, that like, that there's something in your brain that like, once that lines up, if you feel a lot better, because now you're honest with yourself. It's like, you know, you're like in an open relationship or,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
You want to be in an open relationship, just say it. Say yeah. it. And then you can start working on that. If yeah. you don't want to have that, then
say that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's you get fucked up when you're like, oh, I don't want an open relationship, but then you do, and that's, you know, yeah. or the right reverse of it, and that's where you get fucked
That's
up.
A great point. I mean, I think it all does come down to honesty and what you want. I think for me, a long time, like, I guess I didn't really know, you know, with, I mean, I talked about in the podcast, I think, like, because I was like in a weird space mentally, mm-hmm. and, you know, like, I think to your, like, you're right. When I turned 30, I think I just shifted the way I think. And
yeah.
I used to want to be funny, and I still do, but yep. now I'm just like, well, I also have to eat now.
Yes. Right? Now you have
and
all
so
this
now
other
I'm
stuff.
Like, businessman mode.
Yep.
And when you think businessman mode, yep. I'm thinking efficiency, because I'm tired all the time now, yep. right? So it's like, why am I doing this project? Why am I doing this project, right? So like, in my lowest lows, I was like, why am I doing this podcast?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, but I think the conclusion I've come to is, I think we have good conversations,
yep.
and it's making me a better person, I think, by learning. Like, for example, like, you know, I like submitted like a packet recently, and it was like a show that talks a lot about like race stuff. And I feel like I was able to do a decent packet pretty quickly because I think about this stuff a lot.
Mm.
And if I didn't have the podcast, I don't know that I could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's cool. And like, I think as long as I'm getting that out of it, like it makes me happy, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's not to say we have gotten a lot of stuff from it, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, we've gotten hundreds of sold out shows.
So
you know,
many.
Fans all over the world.
That's great.
And, like, you know, we got managers, and, like, there were a lot of things that came from it. We did put a lot of effort into
so
it,
much.
You know? And that's, you know, I think that you have to, like, appreciate that, you know? And
yeah.
if, like, we don't become the next Rogan, that's, like, as long as we're being honest with our goals.
Yes.
That's cool with me.
Yes.
You know, I think when you become dishonest with your goals, that's when there's a lot of disconnect and tension, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think for a long time, I thought this was going to be, like, our ticket out.
Yeah.
You know? And you were older than me. You're wiser than me. You're like, no, 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 no. It's not going to be that.
Yeah.
And now I see what you're saying. And it's okay. It turned out to be everything I wanted.
You yeah,
know?
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's still cool. It's still fun. We still get to talk to like fucking awesome people.
Yeah.
We met Randall Park.
Yeah.
You know?
He listens to the show, which is insane.
It's insane. So like, yeah, I think it's all about perspective. It's all about setting your goals. And like, I think, you know, we both understand like this is one thing we do, but we do many things. And
yeah.
those other things might be more like financially lucrative, and that's cool. But
yeah,
like
yeah,
this,
yeah.
Don't forget that this helped with that.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah. I feel with this, you know, I believe in this thing with this, whatever this is,
yeah.
this podcast. This is one of those things where it's, you know, it's like you bought Bitcoin in 2015 or whatever,
yeah.
when it was invented. This is one of those things where it's so important to have something that's yours, like no
yeah.
one else can touch it.
Yeah.
That is so valuable, I think, as you continue on with whatever your career, whatever the fuck it is. This is like your thing. You always have it. It's like in your it's cooking. It's like a delicious ragu. All right. It's cooking in the corner, you
yeah.
know, it's on low simmer. Okay, we got a lot of garlic in there. All right. It's delicious. And people are like, why are you still working on that ragu when the newest thing to have is this crazy TikTok coffee,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, that's just like I'm flashing the pan.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like not even ours.
Yeah.
This is ours. That's what's important.
Yeah, for sure.
But I that was the last thing I wanted to talk about. I heard on the podcast, I was like, damn, does Fumi not want to do this podcast anymore? And I was like, finally, we can stop. We finally stop.
But you know, like, as where are you with it? You know, as your life starts to kind of change, yeah. and you know, different priorities come, and you know, you're yeah. getting older. You're no longer in your 30s. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've had these thoughts.
I have, but I've.
But it's never like coming from a place of hate or negativity. No. It's just like, let's be real for a second and see where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that is. You know, as you know, what somebody sent me the other day on Instagram, a fan DM'd me and was like, "Hey, you remind me of this character," and sent me Master Roshi.
Master Roshi from
Dragon Ball. And I was like, "Is this a good thing?" She's like, "Yeah." But then I was looking at it. I was like, first of all, Hawaiian shirts, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big glasses, yes.
Yeah.
Turtle back. Yeah. Yeah. Love turtles. I love turtling in jujitsu.
Yeah. Used to be pervy. Yeah.
Used to be pervy. Is that his thing too? Yes. Yeah. I'm into that.
Yeah.
So I was like, I am Master Roshi. I need to learn more. This is one of my confessions, is that I've never read all of Dragon Ball.
Well, it's way too long. Nobody's right? fault.
Okay. So, you know, I think I've gotten more Master Roshi-ish as I've gone along, and yeah. I know when something is worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know this is something worthwhile. Like, yeah. Whether it's a relationship, a job, or whatever. I know that this is worthwhile, and those things are very rare.
Yeah.
And you should hold on to that when you get it. You know what I'm saying? And of course, you should do the sort of cost-benefit analysis.
Sure.
But this is like the thing.
Well,
it's
pretty efficient. Now we hired
people. We're very efficient.
You know, we've hired. So far, we have two employees now.
We have so many people.
I was thinking about that the
other day. Yeah, I know.
That is so funny to me.
We have two employees. Even maybe actually we have more. We have like two freelancers too.
Oh yeah.
We have two other freelancers who work for us or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. We have an animation guy. We have a flyer guy.
We have an animation guy. We have a flyer guy. We have a meme guy who helps us with memes. Because we're so old.
We don't want to do it. It's so funny because you're right. I want to keep working on that ragu, and I don't have time for this like TikTok like coffee latte that's popular right now. Yeah. I'm working on this fucking goddamn ragu in the back.
It's worth it. And we've done creative stuff enough where we know if something is like, you know, you get so tired. Like, I'm sure you've written your 100th sketch and you're like, what's going to happen with this?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going to happen with this? Yeah. You know, like maybe it gets like 100,000 views on YouTube or whatever the fuck it is. And that's cool. That's cool. But like, you know, when something is like, you're just doing it because you need to do it and it needs to get done, and that's fine. And there's other times when you're like, this is something where I believe in this.
Yeah.
You know, same with my stand-up. I believe in it, and I think good things will come, and I enjoy doing it, and that's enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It will pay dividends. I believe it will, because valuable things are really hard to find. True value, you know?
Yeah.
This just became fucking business talk. True value, delta T. That's what it is, and that's the podcast.
That's the podcast. This is the last episode. Sorry.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
Anyways, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. We love you.
Yeah.
We got some cool guests lined up.
We do have great guests.
Well, we had
great
a cool guy lined up, and then I fucked it up. So we'll see if we can get that guy back.
Okay, we'll get him back.
But yeah, it should be more fun things to come. Mike and I will be at Sketchfest.
SF Sketchfest.
January 22nd, 23rd, that weekend. We're doing a bunch of different shows. Mike is doing a bunch of different shows. I'm headlining two shows at the Punchline. Tickets are actually in my Instagram bio link if you want to check it out.
Yep.
We'd love to see you. We're not allowed to do a separate show because we signed some contract that says we can't do shows outside the festival. But we'll be there.
Yeah.
21 and 22. Sorry, 21 and 22.
21 and 22. January 21 and 22 of 2022.
Yeah.
We'll be in San Francisco. I'm doing Asian AF. That's one of the shows.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm doing another stand-up show on Saturday. Fumi's doing, again, two shows, headlining two shows. So between the two of those, you got to pick which is your daddy. I don't think we overlap that much. So, no, you know, you could definitely see.
Well, you're doing like three shows. There's so many. Yeah, just come.
Come and hang out.
Love
and say
to see
hi.
You guys. Love to see you guys.
And that would be wonderful.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah. Come get tickets.
All right. So hope to see you in San Francisco. And don't overshare. Okay. We love you.
Don't talk about your feelings.
Don't talk about your feelings. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.